Rory, why in the world would you want to do such a crazy thing?
Well, first of all, Tony, thanks for having me on the show. I grew up in this region, and I left for college, and I moved back several years ago, and I think there's a lot of exciting things happening in Lansing and in the greater Lansing region, and if public service is one of the ways that I can help turn this region around and put us on the right path to being more vibrant and economically successful, then that's what I want to do. So that's why I'm running.
All right. Well, you're running for an at-large seat for the Lansing City Council. Give us a little bit about your background. Take us from high school to where you are now.
I left for college. Headed out to the East Coast, and I studied political science and got a master's degree in public policy. So I definitely have the educational background to understand how government does and does not work. And I work now. I work for the past couple of years. My career is really centered around urban planning and public policy issues. I work for a national nonprofit that tries to get kids more active and work on changing the way our communities are designed so that kids have opportunities to get exercise and be safe.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Hazlitt.
And you went to Hazlitt High School?
I sure did, yep.
All right.
Proud Viking.
All right. Give us your take on Lansing City Council and how they function and how they've handled this budget deficit.
Well, I think improving the way that City Council does business is one of the top issues on my platform. I think that we should see a City Council that comes together with the spirit of finding solutions that work for Lansing and not just finding ways to advance an agenda that will get them in the paper is good for politics instead of people. I think that there's been some issues. Obviously, the city faces a budget deficit. Without the millage passing, a bigger hole. But I think we need to see council work a little bit more proactively and working together a bit more to find solutions.
Well, how's a newbie going to go sit on that council and get those folks to work in a more cohesive fashion?
Well, I tell this to the people that I manage. I think sometimes when you're new, you have a short period of time where you can ask questions that other people can't ask. And so I definitely would use that when I come to the table. I think the other thing is really just, again, having that spirit of trying to work together with people. I'm an independent candidate. I'm not coming to this with a whole set of people that I owe things to or organizations that I owe things to. And so I think that independence would give me a way to bring a fresh perspective to things like the budget process.
What incited you to do this?
Again, I grew up in a family that believes in public service, that believes in giving back to people. And I really, really do think there are a lot of positive things happening in the city and in this region. And again, I want to be part of turning things around.
All right, there's a $25 million budget deficit. It's quite obvious that the cuts are going to be severe. There's going to be a loss of as many as 100 jobs, if not more. What specifically would you do to cut the budget?
I think you have to look at absolutely everything. I think, obviously some police and fire cuts, unfortunately, because the millage didn't pass, are going to have to be a reality. The city has been cutting for the last 5 years, and I think you're going to have to look everywhere and really define, what are the key vital public services. And to me, those are police, fire, and road repairs at this point, and really ensuring we have adequate public safety. But I don't know with these budget cuts that you can continue to maintain the response times we have now. So it's a huge concern.
Well, revenues are a challenge. Would you be favor in raising taxes?
I supported the property tax millage. I'll be perfectly honest about that. I think it's really difficult to now look at increasing property taxes after the voters said no, but if I were sitting up there right now, I would take a serious look at that. Again, I'm concerned about things like response times. If your house is on fire and it takes the fire department, too long to get there, that's that's an issue. That costs something too.
Rory, we've had folks come on the program, including Kyle Malin, who's the editor of the MERS newsletter, and tell us that he thought that the city council did a poor job in advertising, in finding or in gathering support for this tax. There weren't enough signs on the lawns. There wasn't enough media coverage with this, that they did a poor job and didn't even could have done some things to help the voter turnout. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I was definitely concerned with some of the actions that I saw. I think we didn't see council members across the board come out and support the millage or even take a stance in general. I think, you know, every person, whether they're seeking elected office or stuff they're representing us now, needed to come out and say what they thought about that property tax millage. So that was one thing. The last-minute late-night resolution to show support, you know, if I were up there, I would have encouraged that to happen a lot sooner. You know, most people got up and they have already voted when they came home to crack open the state journal or turn on the radio to hear that council had passed the resolution in support. So I do think that they could have been more proactive, and I think that fits right in with my platform of improving the way the council does business and making it a more efficient and proactive body of government.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS. We've been talking with Rory Nooner, who has filed the required paperwork to run for an at-large seat on the Lansing City Council. Rory, what's your assessment of Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero?
I think he's done a great job for the city. I think that, you know, he's definitely a fighter. I overall approve of the job that he's done for Lansing.
There has been much discussion that the city council is made up of support for Virge and folks who disagree with Virge and fight him on many issues. What could you do to help heal that process?
Well, I think right there and that either for or against mentality has been part of what's really bothered me and incited me to run. That's not about good public policy right there. That's about, you know, political posturing, maybe to get your name in the paper or just to have either being for or against something, which I'd like to see people look at, you know, some of the solutions that are brought in front of council as, are they good for the people of Lansing, and gather input rather than being reflexively oppositional. And I think, you know, leadership has to be about more than just saying no to the mayor. Leadership has to be about working with the mayor's office and with other council members to find solutions.
Is there anyone who's currently on the board who you think doesn't do a good job?
I'm not gonna answer that question. I think, like I said, there are ways we can improve the way that council does business.
All right. Rory Nooner is running for the at-large position on the Lansing City Council. We'll be talking with Rory as we get into the election process. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.